Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside my co-host, Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. What's going on, Anthony?
How you doing, Liz? I like the blue.
Got the Bears colors.
Sweet.
Blue and
sweet.
Orange.
We get you a helmet
necklace.
And some cleats.
I'm ready.
Sign
Let's go.
You up. I seen you kicking. You're doing pretty good.
Hey, you ever do any bowling for charity?
Yeah, a lot of people invite me to their charity events, especially bowling, because I'm such a great bowler. Twinkle toes, I get up on my toes. Next thing you know, I'm bowling strikes, strike after strike after strike.
And, okay, so strike after strike after strike
yeah.
equals a?
Turkey.
So what was your nickname?
The Big Turkey. Yeah. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, a lot of people call me the Big Turkey or the Big Badger because, you know, I mean the Big Bagger. Or, never mind, I bowl a lot of strikes.
Spice, turkey. What else? What other nicknames?
They like to call me Big Twinkle Toes because, you know, as I stated before, I get up on the toes, you know, like Fred Flintstone, bowling strikes.
I could see
That's
it.
What I do.
I could see it.
That's what I does.
Well, some current and former Bears players, including some Hall of Famers, bowled their best for charity to support Bears Care. Dan Hampton, Gail Sayers, Kyle Long, and Craig Steltz tried their best to bowl a strike with fans.
Competition was fierce as past and current Bears players went head-to-head.
We're sad human beings. Everything's competitive. Everything. Bowling, golfing, talking. I mean, we all like to get with it.
Don't come over here while I'm bowling. Probably going to be losing by a large amount.
There's a lot of people that really enjoy bowling here, and there's a lot of competitive people just sitting around right here. You can already sense it in the air. There's a lot of competition boiling.
You want to do well, and this is what I like to do well. And so right now, I've thrown 3 strikes, and I feel pretty good about it.
It's always competitive bowling between the guys. You know, even though we're in different lanes, you know, we're always checking scores with everybody else. I think I average probably about 100. So
okay.
I might actually, you know, maybe 125 on a good day. So we'll see what happens tonight.
I've got a severe handicap, this finger. It's hard to get it in the bowling ball, but I'll do the best I can.
It smells like apple cider.
Really good. Only one in the world likes it.
This is mine. I love apples.
What does it smell like, Jordan?
Apple cider.
Had a chance to bowl and mingle with their favorite players. Proceeds from the event benefited Bears Care, the charitable beneficiary of the Bears, which supports targeted programs in the areas of education, youth athletics, and health awareness.
So much on Sundays we're out there with our pads on, with our helmet on, and when you come to an event like this, you're able to put a face with a name, you know, and able to connect with the community, connect with the fans, and see them on a personal basis. So it's always fun to come meet them.
It's been great to kind of reach out and get your hand out in the community and get to meet some of the people and have conversations with them and get to see where they're coming from. My favorite thing to do was the Operation Homefront that we did up there in Gurnee. It was a great time with a lot of the rookies getting Thanksgiving meals and stuff like that that really makes this whole thing worth it.
Why do you think it's so important for some of the younger guys to realize, Kyle, some of these guys are here, to realize at an early point in their career that it's really important to get involved in the community like this?
Well, in the big picture way of life, you know, they have a Cinderella story life. I mean, you know, get paid a lot of money to play a game, the truth be known, would play for free. Well, this is called giving back. And they see guys, you know, come out and give back, and they find out that in 10 years, they're going to be the ones telling the young guys, this is how you do it.
How terrible was that bowling?
Oh, you mean some of the players? I know.
No. You. I mean,
what?
Back to back to back to back gutter balls?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, Lance. What you want to do is you want to line yourself up by the lines, right? Get on the toes like how I does. And then you want to shake the pan's hand like that.
Well, we can't all be big turkey twinkle toes, strike after strike after
strike.
What can I say? I mean, you know.
I'm a boss at bowling.
You're a boss. Yeah, you're a beast of the game. You're a boss at bowling.
True, I agree.
They're too many. No, we don't have time. We don't have time. Up next, Anthony and Matt Slauson hit the road in big guys in compact cars.
Got my last name on my forearm.
Now you forearm people so they know who hit them.
Like, yeah.
Slauson was here.
And later, Julius Peppers helps one fan's dream come true.
We had this for you. I know you brought your own, but we had that for you. So you can have
you.
That. Yeah, you're welcome.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.